So, this is the thing. I haven't recorded a podcast in a while. At least, not a Hidden Node episode. Sorry, I almost said Hidden Grid. It's been a while since I recorded one of those as well. Almost a year now, actually. So, I'm actually recording in a different software set than I'm used to. I'm usually a kind of an Audacity user. And this is my first real attempt at doing a podcast in Audition. Patty has a an Adobe Creative Suite subscription, and she's primarily using it, you know, for the graphical programs, Photoshop, a little bit of Illustrator, a couple things like that. But she has access to all of the Creative Suite through her subscription. And it seemed smart to just have me start to use the software that she's not. You know, we're not multitasking. She's at work right now. I'm at home, jobless. Oh, by the way, I lost my job about a week ago, actually. A week and 2 days. The 20th. Not going to say anything bad about the company. That is what it is, and it's simply business. But it sucks being unemployed. And yet, at the same time, I feel like this is an opportunity, a chance to do things a little bit better, a little bit, you know, more in line with where I want to be than where I am. So what do I mean? Well, for what I'm doing this, I'm learning some new software tools. Signed up for lynda.com earlier today. Signed up for unemployment this week, and have in general been trying to spend more time writing, creating, doing work, and wasting less time during the day. I've been successful and not at the same time. How do I mean? Well, for one, I've been meaning to do this podcast for over a week. I just didn't bring myself to using it, and using this now, it makes me happy. Knowing that I'm taking the steps that I want to take in terms of getting things developed, getting things rolling in terms of my creativity, my production, my values of me working. I'm rambling, sorry. I'm basically spending more time trying to focus on the creative side of things. I don't know if I'm going to be able to go straight from being fired to making money through creative means, but I know a requirement of that, of my productivity, is actually getting down and doing the recording. If I'm not sitting here working and recording, or writing, or drawing, or doing something that is moving me business-wise forward, then I'm not going to, you know, be able to do this for a living. It's kind of the important thing. So, here I am. I'm working. I'm recording. I'm getting stuff rolling. It sounded like it was freestyling for a second there, and no, I'm bad at that. I'm not even going to try. So what do I want to do? Well, the whole point of this right now is kind of give you a status update. I've been fired. I'm looking for new work. But I'm also looking in terms of where I am with getting myself out there creatively and getting things rolling. I had started writing a new novel this past weekend. I'm not too sure on that one. It was based on some five-sentence fiction stuff I had worked on, which I don't think I've told you guys about yet, not like the audio listeners. I will talk about that probably tomorrow, tell you what five-sentence fiction is and where we are with that, because I'm going to try to start doing these daily. So I had started working on a novel, and I'm not sure if that's quite right on what I want. So what I think I'm going to do instead today is I think I need to start working on some short fiction, short stories, like that type of stuff. I basically need to right now focus on quick turnaround. A full-length novel is going to take me a month to 3 months to write, much less edit. It's going to take a while. Whereas a year and a half ago, I managed to write, edit, and prepare a short story in a span of a week, and then took a month to do the edit stuff I need to get on Amazon. But if I don't waste my time, maybe in a span of a week to 2 weeks, I can actually have a short story written, edited, and out there on Amazon in a week and a half to 2 weeks. If I can get my productivity up to where I can write two or three short stories in the next 4 weeks, who knows? That's a possibility. It's definitely something I'd like to look into. I also need to take the time to start really investing in looking at what do I need to do to start advertising myself as a writer, as a creative. Because I would like to start making money from this. That's not the only reason I'm writing, but it's what I want to do for a living. And that means producing content, getting it out there, getting it ready for sale, and consistently making new stuff. So that's what I want to do, that's what I'm going to try to do. Will I be perfect at it? Probably not. There's a lot I still need to learn, but I really, really want to get into doing this, and I have a unique opportunity right now to try. And so I will. What else am I doing? I said earlier I'm signed up for lynda.com. Lynda's a software training site. They do more than just a little software training, but they have a lot of good tutorials in terms of different programs, different software tools, things like that. And Patty has asked me to learn ZBrush. ZBrush is an interesting kind of 3D modeling tool it looks like it's pretty good for creating kind of organic shapes. It's been a long time since I've played with it, maybe 3 or 4 years. But Patty had me touching on it for a while to try to just poke around, see how it is, and see. If it was something I could develop. We didn't have the time and the tutorials to move ahead with that. But I think what I'm going to do is I think I'm going to go ahead and use the Lynda site, start looking at the tutorials there, and see what I can do to learn the 3D modeling there. Now, I know that ZBrush isn't the kind of technical standard for 3D modeling. The problem is that Patty is very Second Life focused still. I don't know why she still is, but this is the path she wants to be on. And ZBrush is probably one of the easiest tools in terms of creating 3D meshes in that world outside of, I think Maya is the other software. And Maya is, if I remember correctly, the what one number one number two in terms of 3D modeling, or is that 3D Studio Max? I don't know. It's been a while since I've used both of those programs. I've toyed around with some shareware versions of them, but never produced anything with them. But I don't know. We'll see where we go with the molding problems through ZBrush. We'll see if that's actually something that's long term usable. And see if it's something else I can make some money, at least for the House of Arfire brand. Okay, so we are coming up at just about 10 minutes. So tomorrow, I think I'm gonna try to keep these statements. So tomorrow I'm going to try to head and tell you a little bit about five sentence fiction. I need to tell you a little bit more about House of Arfire or House Arfire website that I've been working on. That's up now, houseoffire.com. That's Housefire, RFYRE.com. There'll be a link in the show notes, probably. Maybe. We'll see. But I'll talk about that more. What is it? Thursday? Probably Saturday, talk about that. And we'll see where we go from there. So, again, this is the first podcast. I'm from Adobe. Audition. And that's that. Bye-bye.